The second aura is the Taz in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. This is in Simin Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, says that even though the Mechaber says that there's certain things that a person's allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av and a person's allowed to learn when he's an Ovel. Mutalum like Medrash Eicha, Perik Elam Agalchin, Pirish Eicha, Pirish Iyev, Tovush Tasefi Yosifon, right? There's certain things a person's allowed to learn. But says the Taz, quote, Venerally, the Mehai Taima Osel Lilmoid Eza Drush Eikashia, the Terence. But at the same time, a person has to be careful not to get too into it. You can't learn Drush. You can't say Akasha, you can't say a Teretz. Afilu b'dvarim harayim. Even if you're learning morbid sugyas, it doesn't matter. Why? Mipnesha simcha hilai. Because at the end of the day, you're going to end up a simcha. Why is a person not allowed to learn Torah when he's a novel? Because of a kundi Hashem yisharim, esam chilei. These things are going to bring a person to simcha. And because these things are going to bring a person to simcha, so it's for that reason, says the Taz, even though there are things you're allowed to learn, but again, that's the lashon of the Taz, very important. You're not allowed to get into it. It sounds like from the Taz that what the Taz is saying is that even though a person is allowed to learn certain things, we may evloy, but can't learn be'iyun. Can't learn be'iyun. Meaning, you have to be careful. You can't say kashas, you can't say terutzim. You can learn shnel, bekiyastig. I just use a lashon amami. But if you're going to get into it, you're going to delve into it a little bit too much. It's Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev. Now, what? Learning Bekiyas is not Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev. But either way, it's going to be Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev from the eon of the learning. And if that's the case, this is something you have to be sensitive to. And the truth is, the Chidah in his Birkei Yosef, and this is in Hilchas Avelos, so we're jumping back and forth from Hilchas Tisha B'Av, or Chaim Simen Tovkuf Nun Dalet, to Hilchas Avelos, which is Yerideh Simen Shin Pei Dalet. But in Hilchas Avelos, these two halachas mirror each other, so the Chidah says as follows, Ro'isi le'echad me'hagudoylem. I saw there was a gadol, that b'mei evloi, he was an ovel, sh'yoloi me be'hilchas Avelos b'iyun nimrutz, b'inoy le'bein atzmoy. He was learning b'iyun. U'mashem mechadish b'inyin, shak le'vetar yo'idin koysev u'may la'lasa. He was writing notes. He was mamish all in. He said, I saw one of the Gedolim, and I was all into it. Said the Chidah V'liyah, Hedi Lav Shapar Ovid, I don't think he's right. Devad, I kivin shem maimik b'iyunoi, being that he's being maimik, u'mechadesh, he's saying Chedushay Torah, ain't simcha l'bal Torah Gedolim izu. For a Talmud Chacham like this, to say such Chedushay Torah, does digress the simcha nevel. Right, we just had the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that said that you're allowed to write Divrei Torah on Chol HaMoed, the Chafetz Chaim and the Mishnah Berurah, because he said Ein l'cha davar ha'avid gadol mizeh. So this is the inverse. Ein l'cha simcha gadol mizeh. For lo hitiru ela l'umay pshatei hadine v'ashmois. Says the Chidah, the only thing that's mutter is to write the basic things. V'chein kosva achroinim, v'therish gabi tishabav, he means the Taz, u'pashet pe'enai. So the Chidah brings him a furish, he brings in Hilchas Avelos, even though the Taz says in Hilchas Tishabav, again, it's the same difference, six of one, half a dozen of another, it's mamash the same halacha, and over it says, I saw the Mefarshim say it in Hilchas Tishabav, he means the Taz, and the same exact thing is going to be true when it comes to Hilchas Avelos. So in other words, we have here the Chidah, who's learning it up in the Taz, and it seems, come out mefurish in the Taz, that even though a person's allowed to learn certain things, but at the same time, the person has to be sensitive in terms of how he learns, and he can't learn it be'ir. Stating that, the Velt says, and this is actually quoted in the Sefer Mevakshei Torah, and if you want to look it up, it's in Krach Aleph, it's Amud Reish Teh Zayin, that Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, the Goyen HaGadol, who was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Chaim Briska, said that when his Rebbe Rabbi Chaim was ba'avelos, he was sitting Shiva, he learned the Dvarim Amutarim, and he learned it be'iyun. And Reb Chaim said that, what do you mean? How are you allowed to learn be'iyun? So Reb Chaim said, because it's poshnit, that when Chazal said that a person's allowed to learn b'mei evloi, it means he's allowed to learn. So Reb Chaim said, iyun, to the extent that it means understanding what you're learning, does he collect? He says, no, the Shulchan Aruch meant you can learn, but don't really learn it, don't know what you're talking about, nothing has to make sense. Reb Chaim said, can that mean what the Shulchan Aruch meant? Avadanisht. So he said, if a person learns something, he doesn't know what it means, so he's Ma'ayin. Ma'ayin, this is raid? That's not raid. Raid is pilpulim. This is Pasha trying to understand Ivritaych, what's going on. Now, Pasha Pshat for different people mean different things. But Reb Chaim said, Mein Iyun, this is Poshach, will wissen, was der Rambam made. He was learning the Rambam, and Hilchas Avelos. He said, das ist Iyun. It's Iyun, it's Pshat and Rambam, that's all it is. What makes it Iyun? He says, Avad, you're allowed to learn. If you're allowed to learn, you're allowed to understand. If you're allowed to understand, then you have to be Mayan. So Avad, you can be Mayan. So what did the Taz mean? The Taz meant Pilpulim, he meant Shtikluch Torah. He meant three Shagas Arias Lishitosai. That's what he meant. He meant a pilpul. A pilpul, that the Taz is saying, is not Poseidah. Because that's really too much. But Reb Chaim said, if the Shulchan Aruch was Mata Taira, then Avada Nichlal in Dos is, as with a Fashtein Vasmala. It's posh. It's Kaira Aleph Bez. And that's what Reb Chaim said, Lefum Rieta. And that's what they mean. Reb Chaskel Abramsky was made from his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Briska. That when Reb Chaim Briska was Bavelis, he learned Be'iyun, because he said, as. Learning in Nishvashtein doesn't Nishgalan. It's Avada, you have to learn. It's Pashad. This is Pashad Aleph Beis. This is what Reb Chaim said. Veruyin advarim lamisha amra. But I'll tell you something fascinating as a postscript to this. And that is, I saw in the Sefer Madane Shloima. It's a different halachis, halacha lemaisa from Shlomo Zalman Arbach, that they once asked from Shlomo Zalman Arbach this kasha, a person that's an oval, so he's allowed to learn the Dvar Mamutarim. Is he allowed to learn the Dvar Mamutarim be'in, or is he not allowed to learn the Dvar Mamutarim be'in? So Shlomo Zalman told him, it's an ofen chsam soifer. That's what he told him. It's an ofen chsam soifer. So I said, ofen chsam soifer? Chsam Seifer never said this. Where's Chsam Seifer? It's connected to Taz. There's a Chidah. There's a Meister that's broke down and Mevakshi Torah for a prime brisker. It's an offen Chsam Seifer. Avud Chsam Seifer. He said, no, it's an offen Chsam Seifer. In fact, it's an offen Chsam Seifer. It's a Chsam Seifer that we've spoken about in the Daf. Shlomo Zalman didn't say that. But he said it's a Chsam Seifer that we have raid bites on. We've spoken about this Chsam Seifer 10 times maybe. We've mentioned this Chsam Seifer over and over and over again. Which Chsam Seifer? It's the Chsam Seifer when he received the Shaila from his shver, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger sent the Chassam Sofer a shayla. He sent him two shaylas in Hilchas Avelos. Two shaylas related to Masechta Smachos. Right, Masechta Smachos is the brises that talk about Hilchas Avelos, but Lashon Saginar, it's called Masechta Smachos. So Rabbi Kiva Eger sent him two shaylas. And the Chassam Sofer, when he received the letter, he was very, very taken aback. And in fact, he told Rabbi Kiva Eger about how shocked he was to have opened up a letter from his Greiser Shver and to receive two shaylas in Hilchas Avelos. And it's kedai just to read the first paragraph of this tshuva again. Says the Chassam Sofer talking, it's in Yerideya Simen Shin Mem Vav, Yikras Kedushasa Higiyani. I received your letter. Ubekari by Beis Kushis Behilchas Machis. He said, when I read the two questions in Hilchas Machis, Nirtati Lachoyrei, I got scared. Kim Gavr Kaptona Ana. He said, because I'm a Gavr Kaptona, I get very nervous about these things. And man de kapid, Kaptina Bahada, the Amarti, and I said, Hever Charpasi Ashe Yogarti, Ki Mishpatecha Toivim. He already started making Tzidik Adin. The Chassam Sofer, he knew something was going to happen. And he said it was like a shkoga that left the mouth, and in this case, the pen of the shalit. Who's the shalit? Hagadol Kaddish Moiri V'chami Hagoyin Neiro Yor. Rabbi Kiva Eger. He said, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the fact that you sent me two shailas, I knew this was shkoga sheyotzam ilifnei hashalit. Like the Gemara we just had with Pinchas and Shmuel. V'naseisi Ovel. He said, that's what happened. Because Ba'alai Shmua, I received a Shmua, Me'ime HaTzadekis, Zeche Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, Areni Kaparis Meshkava. He said, as soon as he opened up the letter, he knew something was going to happen. Nirtati. He said, I got scared. V'Kachava. He said, he received the letter. Mamish, that time he received the Shmua that his mother passed away. So said the Chassam Sofer, U'behiskoilu ba'afar karni. He said that during Shavua HaAvar, during the week of Shiva, Iyanti B'divrei Kotshoi. He said, I was ma'ayin in the shaylas of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Utmoil Kamti. Yesterday I got up from Shiva. Nisayrarti Ayoyim. I decided today, Lahashiv, to respond. Uletzaref Elof Kol Mashe Iyanti B'yobam Elo. And to write back everything that I went through during those days. Umori V'chami Agoyin. So Chassam Sofer told Rabbi Kiva Eger, Umori V'chami Rabbi Kiva Eger, the loy kapit. You're a loy kapit. And man, the loy kapit is loy kaptin abadeh. Yavri yune Allah besvoya smachos. You have nothing to worry about. Oh, if you want, you need a chadvar ma tishuvav shcholis b'shabbes. You can wait until tishuvav shcholis b'shabbes. Haba leinu l'toyva then benkach yefoich l'sasinu l'simcha. He wrote this in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, Chassam Sofer. So it's a few months later. It's going to be Chodesh Ab. And he says that between now and then, it'll be nepach l'sasinu l'simcha. Im kem gam yevul amavis l'netzach. So there'll be no misa anymore. Upshita the lekas of peda. Then you certainly don't have to worry about. So the Chassam Sofer says, I know the shver. You're not makbid in these inyanim. So you can sit down and you could be ma'ayin. But either way, we've spoken out this so many times. Why? So there's the fascinating aspect of this that the Chassam Sofer refers to himself in a tshuva as a Gavra Kapton, the fact that he told it to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the context in which he told it to him, there's so much here. Incidentally, this is something we've talked about so many times, right? The Chassam Sofer with his dream in the beginning of Sefer HaZikaron, the Chassam Sofer who learned Pshat and Shmuel in Chul and Daf Tzadik Heyom and Beis, that Shmuel Badek Besifra, that he used to take insight based on what he was learning, and he would make decisions based on that because he was very worried about maybe certain things can dictate. Yosef HaTzadik was sold because he was learning the Sugya Dagla Rufa, which talks about death, talks about Misa. The Chassam Sofer writes that he was going to Tainus in the Presbyterian Yeshiva before they learned Chulin and before they learned Yevamis. Right, there's so many Chassam Sofers that talk about this same thing. So this is the Chassam Sofer who acknowledges himself two things. Number one, it's not true for everybody. He says it clearly. And he says it's true for him because he himself is a Gabra Kapdana. But I'll tell you something. I think from all the things I've ever seen from the Chassam Sofer on this note, I think this one is mamish next level. They bring in the Minhagim from the Chassam Sofer that the Das Sofer said, it's one of the Chassam Sofer's Einiklach, that they had a Messiah, that the Chassam Sofer wouldn't tell people of Simchas. He wouldn't say of Simchas. He would say of Freude. I think that means like Milosh and Simcha. But he wouldn't say of Simchas. He said, why not? Why wouldn't he say of Simchas? He said, because today Masechta Smachis is the Masechta that you called the Masechta of Avelos. And therefore he wouldn't say of Simchas. Now Masechta Smachis is called Avelos because it's Lashon Saginoy. That's the whole point. But once Avelos is called Simchas, he wouldn't say the word Simchas. He wouldn't say of Simchas. What it reminded me of is a Chassam Sofer, also in the Minhagim that we spoke about at the beginning of the Machzer, when we were learning Masechtas Brachas, that the Chassam Sofer wouldn't say L'chaim Tovim. His minig was to say L'chaim Ulevracha. But he wouldn't say L'chaim Tovim. Why not? So the Chassam Sofer said, because L'chaim Tovim is B'gematria Klala. Same Gematria, L'chaim Tovim. So he wouldn't say L'chaim Tovim. So he wouldn't say L'chaim Tovim because it's Gematria Klala. He wouldn't say of Simchas because it's a reference to Masechtas Smachas, which is only a reference to it because it's not supposed to say so, Avelos, because of Lashon Saginoy. But either way, this is why we've talked about this in the past, in the context of Manda Kapit Kaptina Bador, related raid by Psachim Daf Kuf Yud, Trachkut Zayngut. That was the name of the raid by. But said Rav Shlomo Zalman, so the Olam asked him, is an Avel Lada learn Torah B'Yin? He told us an Avel in Chassam Sofer. He said, which Chassam Sofer? This Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer told Rav Kiva Eger, you opened up the ladder and he became an Avel. So he sat down and I answered your two kashes. He said, the Chassam Sofer was sitting and he was Miyashiv, two of Rav Kiva Eger's kashes while he was sitting Shiva. He says, clearly you're a Lada learn B'Yin. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said that even though it's a tumult, there's raid and there's anecdotes, but he said, at the end of the day, I have the best answer. It's an Avel. It's a Chassam Sofer. It's a Meiser Rav from the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer writes himself that while he was sitting Shiva, he was Ma'ayin in two kashas. Reb Kiveger's Akasha. There's no greater Eon in the world. Reb Kiveger's Kasha is an old Tzarech Eon, right? Pun intended. So these are the Kashas that require the most Eon possible. And the Chassam Sofer was being Oisek in Tzvei Kashas from Reb Kiveger. So Reb Shlomo Zalman said, you tell me. It's an Offen Chassam Sofer.